question was recently asked in Hadakha regarding a fellow that wants to sell non-kosher wine. Of course, he's not asking if he can drink it. It's clearly that wine that is made from the goyim, it is asur to drink. Furthermore, it's asur even if a goy touched our wine that is not mevushal, that was not cooked, it also makes our wine forbidden to drink. But his question was, he doesn't want to drink it. He just wants to have a business where he sells not kosher wine. Is that permissible or not? According to Maran Shulchan Aruch, he writes clearly that yayin of the goyim, wine of the goyim, is not only asur to drink, but it's asur to receive benefit from. And therefore you're not allowed to do business with wine of the goyim. That would also apply to giving the non-Jew a gift of non-kosher wine. Person wants to, before the holidays, or their holidays, wants to give them a basket with different goodies in there, and amongst it there's not kosher wine, or a person wants to get rid of his wine that was touched by a goy. So he wants to give it to the housekeeper. What am I going to do with it? I can't use it anymore. Give it to the housekeeper as a gift. This would be asur. The only thing you could do with it is pour it down the drain. And of course, that would be the only heter. Hakam Avadya and the Ben Ish Chai do make a difference between wine of the Arabs. I don't know if it's so applicable today, if we can get wine from Arabs, but he says that since they believe in Borei Olam, so their wine is not asur behana'ah. Meaning, if they touch our wine becomes forbidden. Their wine to drink is also forbidden. However, to do business with their wine, it's mutar. However, when it comes to everybody else besides the Arabs, the Christians, etc., it is forbidden to drink their wine. If they touch our wine becomes forbidden if our wine is not mevushal. And it is forbidden to do business with the wine of theirs. That means to sell it, to give it as a gift, etc., trading it, bartering it. So therefore one should not have any involvement. The Hida writes in his Sefer, and I'll quote it over here, it's in the Shiurei Beracha, in Siman Kuf Chav Gimal, Seif Katan Bet. He's quoting from a Zohar in Parashat Shemini. He writes some strong words. He says, HaMekel Bazeh B'Mezid, that anybody that's lenient in these laws on purpose, means either he drinks wine from the goyim, he goes out to the restaurant, drinks wine of the goyim, or he's not careful in any other of the laws that we just mentioned, he says, "En lo halek le'olam haba," that already jeopardizes his eternity. And that's a bold statement from a Zohar, but that's how serious it is not to involve ourselves in the wine of the Gentiles. How many times I got